ओम शांति। इफ वी आस्क द सेल्फ ए क्वेश्चन, व्हाई डू आई कम टू बाबा, देन व्हाट आंसर कम्स इन योर हार्ट? फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, why do I come to Baba, or why I came to Baba at all, why I decided to become Baba's child? It cannot be just because that something good to listen, a good gathering, you can pass the time well. It cannot be this, isn't it? So with what aim we have come to Baba? It's a very important question, which actually, if not every day, at least once a week, we should ask the self. And every time you will get some answer which will enhance the speed of your efforts towards your destination. Because as Baba says, that the closer you want to come to Baba, the closer Maya wants to come to you. As much Baba loves you, that much Maya loves you. So, yes, agreed? So you want to come closer to Baba, Maya wants to come close to you, and so sometimes there is like a tug of war. Maya pulls you here, you want to be pulled towards Baba. And in this tug of war, sometimes our track, the track or the path which takes us to our destination, changes. We lose the track, we go to some another track, and after some time we find that where are we? We are going far from the destination, or we are coming closer to our destination. And this is why, if we can make a point to ask this question to the self every day, and as I told, if not every day, at least once a week, it will be really very good. Then we can definitely, by 100%, have victory over Maya. Because then Maya will understand that I can't make this one my client anymore. You know, Baba sometimes gives this example. Some souls say that, Baba, I want to come to the classes, I want to surrender myself whole time for service, I want to do this for you and that and so on and so on. But there are bondages. There are bondages, my physical relatives, my parents, my this and my that. They do not allow me to do so. So Baba very often says that it is not that they do not allow. It is not that they are creating bondages. The thing is that you actually, with full heart, have not detached. You have not detached. You are still tied to them with your heart. Your intellect says that you want to be separated, you want to surrender yourself for Baba's service, because you understand time is such, Baba's knowledge is so wonderful. The intellect says one thing, but your heart is still attached there. And when your heart becomes detached, then your relatives, your family members, they will understand instantly that this one does not belong to us anymore. This one belongs to God. And because they don't feel it, they pull you. They feel a right over you. And if you are ready, if you are ready, you leave. Baba gives the example of halwa. When you cook halwa, when the halwa is actually ready, it leaves the walls of the pot in which you are cooking it. So it comes in the center. So when you are detached, then nobody is able to pull you. So the question is of ourselves. So the same thing is when I ask myself every day that why I came to Baba, then Maya understands that this one does not belong to me anymore. I can't have a right over this soul anymore. I can't touch this soul anymore. Because now this soul wholly belongs to God. So, if we ask this self, this question to the self, then we can answer it in different ways. One of the answers is that we come to charge the battery of the soul as the topic of the today, charging the battery of the soul. But in other words, as Baba says many times, you can also say that we come to Baba to become pure, completely pure. We come to Baba to become completely righteous. Completely righteous. Righteous in our thoughts, words and actions. Or we can say we come to Baba to become Sato Pradhan. So these are all the, we can say, synonyms of the same feeling. So, we have come to charge our battery. So, we have to ask the self, do I sometimes behave in such a way or act in such a way or think in such a way that my battery, instead of getting charged, gets discharged? I have come to charge. But who makes my battery discharged? Who? We know that the charger, the charger and the source from where this battery will be charged. We know both the things. There is a source, the powerhouse, and there is a charger. The charger are our thoughts. Right? Charger are our thoughts. And the source is the Almighty Father. Okay? So what we need to do is, we need to connect the soul to the source through the charger. Through my thoughts. Right? Very simple. But what happens that I do not feel being connected to the source? What disturbs me? Not the external situations, isn't it? External situations are just situations. They are just situations. But it is me who thinks in a particular way in any given situation. And these thoughts become like a obstacle for me and do not allow me to get charged. So So yesterday, Papa said that now you are feeling that you are being charged. You have a feeling that you are being charged. How do I feel this? How do I feel this? I am being charged. What is the sign of this, that I am being charged now? Light. You feel light. You feel light. When you are charged, you feel light. Yes, very good. And any other answer? Contented, Intoxicated. Intoxicated. Please louder, clearer, You feel energetic and happy. Happy. Oh, you feel more pure. Very good. So all these answers are very correct. But the only thing is, I feel light, I feel energetic, I feel powerful, I feel purer, intoxicated, happy, and whatever you said, that every one of us, time and again in our Brahman life, definitely feels happy, right? Laukik people also feel happy. Nothing special. Laukik people also feel happy. They are also intoxicated. Many people in the Laukik world are so light. So light. Yes, agreed? Agreed? So the question is that yes, these are the right answers. You are not wrong. But the question is that I feel light, I feel energetic, I feel intoxicated, I feel contented. When? When? When I feel contented? When everything goes on as per my wish. Right? No? No? Yes. So the test is when I remain light, intoxicated and contented, when everything is going on as per my wish or not as per my wish. The test is then, sometimes I have to ask myself, for example, this question. When I give a good performance, I give a good lecture, a very good dance, I give a very good song, I make something very good, I do some very good service, something good, and people praise me. What kind of thoughts I have at that time? When people do not praise me in spite of my very wonderful performance, what kind of thoughts I have at that time? And then thirdly, when people not only praise me, don't praise me, but when they insult me, criticize me, defame me, at that beautiful performance, they are not saying something good, they are criticizing me. What kind of thoughts I have? Do I feel light? Do I feel intoxicated? Do I feel contented, happy? When people praise me, does it increases my level of ego? Or I remain in that state of balance, equanimity, So I have to ask myself. So the thing is, what I feel, that when the battery of the soul is charged, then the life becomes easy. Life becomes easy. What does it mean? Not the situations become easy, but the life becomes easy. I take the situations, I look at the situations, I face those situations easily. This is the sign of the charged soul. If like the your any instrument is charged, your battery is charged, life becomes easy. And if you have the instrument but it is not charged, then life becomes difficult without that. So if the soul is charged, and even if the instrument is discharged, the life is still easy. There is no dependency on the instruments. If my state of happiness, my state of intoxication, my state of contentment depends upon anything external, it is the sign of not charged soul. You can't say discharged soul. It is maybe charged, because the soul cannot be fully discharged anyway. It cannot be. Soul is eternal. But yes, by the end of Iron Age, it becomes, you know, it loses its power to such an extent as if almost discharged. Almost. Not fully discharged. So I have to check my stage, as Baba said today, that quarreling, arguing, you know, or sulking, these have no connection with the spiritual study at all. So I have to check myself, do I even now sulk because of any reason? Do I sulk because of any reason? Do I quarrel with anyone because of any reason? Do I love arguing? If such is my nature, even now, I must understand that yet I am not being charged as much I should be. As much I should be. Baba said yesterday, your nature and your character, both will become positive and elevated if the soul is charged. And if the soul is not getting charged, then it goes just opposite. Baba said yesterday, the character rather spoils. Yes, yes, yes. This is the sign of a yogi. You know, whether somebody defames you or praises you, so you are not hurt. Yes, with detachment. That is very true. So this is called the sign of, you know, feeling that, yes, I am being charged now. I am becoming powerful now. Like sometimes our body or some other external situations create some obstacles in our way. But if the soul is charged, the soul, charged soul can manage even, you know, even with such circumstances, even with a sick body, even with less finances, even with not so many hands, for example, because the soul is charged. And this is why I will like to say, soul charged means the mind and intellect are fully charged. The intellect works properly at the right time. It catches the signals given by Baba at the right time. Does the task at the right time. No wastage, no wasteful thoughts, no wasteful words, and no wasteful actions. Today I was thinking, what is the reason of wastage? Why we have, and this is leakage actually, when there is getting charged but there is leakage, you know, it is not getting charged. Waste is leakage. And I was thinking today, why there is wasteful thought, word or action, even though we understand that it is not needed. We are jnani souls. I came to the conclusion, attachment. Attachment to anyone or anything is the cause of wasteful thoughts, words and actions. And therefore, till there is attachment, the battery of the soul cannot be charged. Till there is attachment, the battery of the soul cannot be charged. Yes, we will make efforts, we will listen to the Murli every day, we will sit in yoga, Amrit Vela, yoga before the Murli. We'll make all the efforts to charge the soul. But by the end of the day, we find that it is not so much charged. Or the situations which we have to face during the day show us we are not yet so much charged. We are not yet so much charged. And this is why, Laukic people, you know, recently somebody said that all of you claim that you are leading a pure life. These words were of a person who is in quite good connection with our organization, with our university. He said that you all claim that you are leading a pure life, but what I feel by coming into connection with so many people, that it is not so. It is not so. Yes, celibacy is there, and that's all. There is not that much purity in your attitude, in your feelings, in the vibrations, in general, not all, in general, in majority. These were the comments of a person, not like, just like that, quite intelligent person. So, if people are not able to feel, you know, feel that purity, it says something. The battery is not fully charged. And the reason is maybe the leakage. And the reason of the leakage is attachment. So we have to check our attachment, where I am bound, where my heart is bound, which strings are pulling my heart. They will not allow me actually to become soul conscious. This is interconnected. If I practice soul consciousness, these ropes will be cut. And if I make efforts to cut these ropes, then it will be easy for me to become soul conscious. Today Baba said that the method of charging, or even before we talk about the method of charging, I think I have to ask myself, am I really concerned about it? That I have to charge myself. Baba's words today were, have a concern for self-progress. Concern for self-progress. What is progress? What is progress in Brahman life? How do I define progress in Brahman life? How do I define? Does it mean that I learn how to give good classes, for example? It is progress. Give courses. It is progress. Give lectures. It is progress. Or become talented, skilled in certain arts, in certain things, this is progress. But Baba says, self-progress. Yes, Baba said, you have to become a teacher. This is progress. You have to become a teacher. From a student, if you come to the level of a teacher, it is progress. Though we are lifelong students. But becoming a teacher means making others like the self. Making others like the self. But what is progress in Brahman life? I think progress in Brahman life is to make my nature divine. My nature should become divine. And nature becoming divine means that naturally, the divine qualities come into actions. The nature of giving sorrow, which is a devilish quality, finishes. The nature of giving happiness emerges. This is divine nature. This is called progress. If I know how to give courses, how to give lectures, how to do this, how to do that, how to perform certain talented things and so on, it is good. But it is not progress. It is not progress. The progress is when I have attention on myself. My whole attention is on myself. What am I doing? When I keep on asking myself, am I contented with myself? Others are contented, Baba is contented, which is second, third question. Am I contented with myself? And very interesting question to ask the self will be, is Baba proud of me? Is Baba proud of me? Will Baba like to put me in his showcase? I want to be in Baba's showcase. This is my wish. Then there will be full attention on the self. If on the showpiece, in the showcase, there is little dust, you know, I quickly remove it. Little dust. Not only the layers of dust, question doesn't arise. Even little dust comes, I quickly remove it. I don't allow this dust to remain on me in the form of some bad feelings, for example. Bad feelings are the dust on the soul. Sometimes these bad feelings go so deep, you know, it becomes like the layers of dust. But I want to be a showpiece in Baba's showcase. I don't allow these bad feelings to stay in my heart. And how I do it? How I do it? I learn. I learn from the Father. I learn from my seniors. I learn from those who are examples in this. I learn from the Murli. But Baba said today, if you are in body consciousness, even if you listen to the Murli 10 times or read the Murli 10 times, you won't learn. You won't learn. Learning is possible only in soul consciousness. Only in soul consciousness. Otherwise, it becomes just a collection of some points of knowledge, that's all. So therefore, the first thing is the concern for the self-progress in according to today's topic, the concern for charging the soul. I want to be charged. Why? Because I want to glorify the Father. I have to reveal the Father through the self. Baba is a point of light. How will I reveal the Father? When I am charged. When people will see, yes, the Source is Almighty, who is making them also Almighty. Isn't it? And now, if we come to the methods, how to do it, and how Brahma Baba did it, how Mama did it, they were also students like us, how they could do it. The first thing which comes to my mind is that both of them, they were the lovers of solitude. It does not mean that they, at the time of service, at the time of some actions, they will go and sit in solitude. No. At the time of actions, they were very active. At the time of service, they were very active. But that their own time, it can be night time, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Baba will get up at 2 o'clock and just go in the depth of one and churn the knowledge given by Shiv Baba. Baba will enjoy that solitude. And Mama, all will go for a walk. All will go for playing and doing this and that. And Mama will go on the roof, walk here and there, alone, in solitude, and churning. What did Baba say today in the Murli? That is, using their personal time, not just like that, using their personal time for their self-progress. As Baba said yesterday, if you develop this habit of churning the knowledge, it will be easy for you to connect with Almighty. Your brain will remain fresh. So we have to develop this habit of churning. And churning cannot take place in group. Churning is always in solitude. Always. It is impossible to churn something when you are 3, 4, 5, even 2 people. You can share, yes. That is okay, very good. But if you want to go in the depth of a subject, you have to be alone, in solitude, just with Baba, that's all. Nobody else. Baba and me. But this requires the desire of being introverted. That is, the desire of not allowing my mind and intellect to wander here and there. Nothing attracts me. Nothing pulls my attention. Even if something tries to pull my attention, I instantly come reverted back and focus it on the theme. And Just try it and you will see when you are engaged in churning, you are automatically connected with one Father. And you feel that you are becoming really energetic. You are being charged. And only a charged soul actually can help others to become charged. Now, we can't charge others, but we can help others. Source is only one. And this is what Baba many times says, it is very easy to give knowledge, but your task of giving knowledge does not get completed unless you make that soul connected with the source. If you have not made the soul connected with the source, you have not finished your task. But how will I connect the other soul with the source if I am myself not connected? Isn't it? And why I am not connected? Is it that I do not love Baba? I love Baba very much. I can't say that I don't love Baba. I love Baba very much. This is why I come to the classes. This is why I come to the Madhuban. In spite of all kinds of difficulties. But I am not using those methods which are given by Baba so that my yoga remains connected with Him. There are many other attractions. We go sometimes in so many unnecessary things, considering the self to be too wise. We sometimes begin to give our suggestions there where they are not needed, because we consider ourselves to be too wise. This is all wastage. Think about the list of wasteful thoughts. Baba says, now there is a need to get rid of your body conscious intellect and use only divine intellect. There are many people in the world who have a very sharp intellect, very, very sharp, much sharp than any Brahman in the whole world. But this is all body conscious intellect. Such an intellect cannot transform the world. Only divine intellect can transform the world. This is why Baba has to come to make our intellects divine, to transform the world. So we have to see that, am I still using my body conscious intellect? Or I am allowing my divine intellect more and more to come into action. Body conscious intellect means which creates a thought based on ego. No. Mind creates thoughts. In mind, thoughts just come. And intellect also, intellect creates thoughts, particularly. If it is body conscious intellect, it creates thoughts on the basis of ego. Ego can be superiority complex, it can be inferiority complex, both. But if it is divine intellect, it will create a thought which will definitely lead to a positive result. Definitely. Positive result means the relations remain harmonious, our stage remains very elevated and positive, our yoga remains connected with the Father, the atmosphere remains pure and powerful. This is positive result. If I create such a thought which makes the atmosphere heavy, or impure. It is a thought created by body conscious intellect. Baba says, now if you want to charge the battery, now get rid of this body conscious intellect. Because you want to make your nature divine. So therefore, the method to charge the soul is study, study. Study well. Study well. Studying well means you all understand, you know, with full attention. Studying well includes revision. Studying well includes contemplation. And most important, studying well means when I think that how this or that point is connected to my self-progress. I connect every point given by Baba to myself, to my life. Baba cannot speak waste. Everything what he speaks is for my benefit. And if I don't understand what benefit this point will bring to me, the soul, means I have not studied well. If I don't understand, I should try to understand by asking it from others. So the first method is study. Today Baba said that some children are kacha. Kacha means weak. Weak in gyan, some are weak in yoga, some are weak in dharana. Baba used three subjects today, not fourth one. Baba didn't say. Some are weak in gyan, some are weak in yoga, some are weak in dharana. This is all study. And what about me? What about me? Am I weak in any of the subjects? Or am I good in all the subjects? Gyan, yoga, dharana. Does this point apply to me? Am I weak in gyan? What answer comes from my heart? Am I weak in yoga? Am I weak in dharana? If I am weak in any one of these three, I cannot be good in service. Isn't it? If I am weak in all three, then it is understood. Yes, I check. Oh yes, I am in gyan I am okay. In yoga not so much. And in dharana also I am poor. What should I do? What should I do? What did Baba say further? What did Baba say? It does not mean that if you are weak, you can't become strong. You can. You can. There are still chances. But if I listen to this point and leave it there, what will happen? This was a point. Yes, Baba said some children are weak in gyan, some in yoga, some in dharana, and that's all. As if it does not apply to me. I don't apply this point to myself. I instantly ask myself, what about my dharana? Am I good? Am I good in yoga? No. So what should I do? What method I should use to make my yoga better? To improve my dharana? This is called study. This is called study. If I am weak in any subject, I make all the efforts to improve in that subject. Then my battery will be charged. For example, According to my dharana, 2 years ago, I was like a very sensitive person. Very sensitive. Because of any minute reason, my mood will go off. And after 2 years, I notice that it does not happen anymore. Now my mood does not become off. That's very good. Means my battery is now a little bit charged. My battery has become powerful. Because now my mood does not go off. And if I find that even now my mood quickly goes off, so my battery did not get charged. So this is called study. Study is not just listening to the Murli. If just listening Murli would be called a study, we would have reached very high by now. Very high. So the first is study, and second is churning, manthan, as Baba says. Churn, churn, churn in such a way. Have you ever made, out of cream, butter? You know how to make butter from cream? You churn, churn, churn. There is a time when you are churning, everything mixes up. There is no butter. But you don't have to lose hope. Keep on churning, 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 through blender or whatever, so that the butter then comes up. So churning means churn to such an extent that some wonderful point comes up. That you are yourself wonderstruck, how beautiful this point is. And you want to definitely share this point with others. Because you are so much wonderstruck that you just can't keep it with you. You definitely want to share it with others. That is, you want to serve other souls. This is called churning. And not churning little bit and that no butter came out and nothing happened. What is the use of such churning? Sit. If you see in the olden days, people didn't have these, blenders, etc. They had this rope. They will churn, churn, churn and will not leave on the way. They will go on doing it very patiently, very patiently. Patiently. Sit. Maybe they will have to sit for 1 hour or 1.5 or 2 and go on churning and churning and churning. Then this will come out. So patiently sitting with the self. To churn. This charges the battery. And my experience says here that if you really want to learn this art of churning, the only thing you have to do is that you in the morning give your intellect a theme, a topic. For a few minutes, sit, think deeply, and after that, even if you become busy in your day-to-day responsibilities, don't lose the connection with this thought. Keep it. Again and again, turn to this thought. Because you have given yourself this task of churning. Again and again, again and again, again and again. And if something comes out, keep a small notebook with you. Quickly note it down. And whenever you will find during the day some free time, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, sit down again. Then there is the charging of the battery. So effort is required. If you put your battery, for example, mobile to charge, It requires some time, isn't it? You have to keep it in the socket. It will take at least 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe minimum 1 hour to get charged. And here is the question of charging the battery of the soul. Another thing which comes to my mind is, which Brahma Baba practiced a lot, smriti. That is, Baba again and again will stand in front of the picture of Lakshmi Narayan or Shri Krishna, and just with understanding of knowledge, see, one step more and I will become this. Just one step more and I will become this. That is, I remind myself again and again, I was this. I was a diamond. I was the original eternal deity. I was, with faith. I was and I will become. Just one step more. I was and I will become. So if I was, you know, this smriti, you know, memory, this has a very powerful effect. I know from the history of India, there is one community in Rajasthan who are called Rajput. When they used to go to the battlefield, and there were special some people who will be appointed to sing songs. Songs which will remind them of their clan, the bravery of their clan. You know that you, to which clan you belong. You belong to such a powerful, brave clan who never turned their back to the battlefield, who always returned victorious, and so on and so on. So they will sing such songs, and this smriti will enable them to gather that courage, and with that courage, with that faith in themselves, they will go to the battlefield and never, never, never will return back, you know, showing their back to the enemy. Always return as the victorious souls. This is called smriti. Smriti. I remind myself, who was I? And this is again not just smriti, I repeat a sentence, I was a deity. Smriti is with the feeling. Do I feel that I was a deity? Ask yourself this question. Have you ever felt in Brahman life that I was a deity? Have you felt it or you know it? One is knowing it, another is feeling it. So if I have not felt it up till now, for example, no problem. I have to feel it. Because without that feeling, that effort will not happen. It will not. Without that feeling, that faith will not come. You know? Knowledge says that yes, because I am making efforts to become a deity, that means I was a deity. Because the cycle repeats. This is knowledge. But I have to change this knowledge into feeling. This is called smriti. Smriti is not just revising a point. It is memory with the feeling. Memory with the feeling. So if I have not felt up till now, I should sit with myself and ask myself this question, how to change this understanding or how to change this knowledge into feeling. What should I do for that? Maybe I try to live one day as a deity. Not dress like a deity. Put a crown here and go in the market. No. Dress is simple as a Brahmin. But my life like a deity. I get up like a deity. I speak. I come into interaction like a deity. Just visualizing that scene. The life like a deity. One day as a deity. Let's try that. Maybe by the end of the day this feeling will come. Yes, I was a deity. And this is why Baba says, always keep the picture of the aim object in front of you. And the last point, I recalled once Baba said that if Baba could find such children who will cook food absolutely in silence in Baba's remembrance and then will eat in Baba's remembrance, this will charge the battery of the soul. The soul will become very powerful. I think that in this aspect, I don't know how many of us are so sincere about it. While cooking food and while eating food, how much we are silent and just in Baba's remembrance. It is probably the simplest way. Simpler than becoming bodiless, simpler than controlling your mind and intellect. Just while cooking food, be in silence and cook in Baba's love for Baba. And when you eat, eat also in Baba's remembrance. So probably if we use all these methods, which are actually a part of our Brahman life, then very quickly the soul will become charged and we will be able to become a teacher, as Baba said yesterday and today. In that sense, you know, Baba said yesterday, if there will be, should be a teacher, so the teacher like Baba. The tower of knowledge. Tower of knowledge. Tower means not only high, but tower means stable. Stable in knowledge. Such a teacher. Stable in the knowledge of the soul, Brahma, and God. Such a teacher. We have to still serve many, many souls in the world and they will be served as per our stage. And just theoretically teaching, it is not difficult. It is easy. But the effort is in this, to become teacher like the Father, the tower of knowledge. And that will happen when our battery is charged. Okay, so let us pay attention on this, and now you will after some time go to lunch and check yourself while eating food, Brahma Bhojan. Am I giving energy only to the body, or at the same time I am giving energy to the soul? create such an atmosphere in Gyan Sarovar that all Gyan Sarovar Nivasis will be wonderstruck. These double foreigners are really wonderful. They have made this Gyan Sarovar the real Gyan Sarovar. Okay. And otherwise, the theme comes that they make so much noise and they talk so much, they keep sitting on the table for such a long time and so on and so on. No. Brother Jagdish always used to say, don't sit near the dining table for a long time. Take your food and go away. That's all. Don't keep talking there and sitting there. It is not like a yogi. Yogis don't sit around the dining table for a long time. Little. Even the deities, though there will be 36 varieties of food, but they eat very little. Very little. So I don't want to say that you eat little. Take as much you need. As much you need. It is Baba's home, our home. But don't sit for a long time. Take your food silently in Baba's remembrance and go. Better spend that time in solitude. Go to Baba's room or your own room. Maybe give rest to your body or read something. Study something. Revise the Murli. Do something. And if you are interested in talking with Brahmins, then see what is the content of your conversation. Is it charging the soul? If this content is not charging the soul, better not to join that conversation. Because our aim is, we want to charge the soul now. The only time to charge the soul is confluence age. There is no other time in the whole cycle. And if my conversation with others discharges the soul, what is the use of this conversation, isn't it? So check what we are conversing about. Are we charging the self or the atmosphere, or we are spoiling the atmosphere? This is also important. So let us charge the self and also charge the atmosphere. Om Shanti. Thank you. So for a few minutes in Baba's remembrance. Ten minutes we will sit for Baba's remembrance very powerfully, connecting with the charger. Therefore, if somebody is feeling little drowsy, shake yourself, open your eyes, sit straight. It is not so cold now. On the stage you can see the big portrait of Brahma Baba, the point of light Shiv Baba. And anyway, Shiv Baba is in your heart. Create such a powerful thought which acts as a powerful charger and connects you with the Source, the Almighty Father. I, the soul, detached from this body and the surrounding, fly in a different realm, the realm of silence and peace. I am connected to the Source, to the Almighty Father. No barriers, no obstructions. The soul is free, just with one. The energy of the Source, the Almighty Father, flows towards me, the soul, and the soul is gradually getting charged. Its power is increasing. Its sparkle is increasing. How beautiful, sparkling, shining star I am. Revealing the beauty and the power of my Almighty Father.
जो खा